right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with the men's soccer head coach, Michael Benn. And coach, how you doing this fine Friday morning?
Doing very, very well. We're in crunch time on our season now, so it's an exciting time.
So give us, if you can, a little bit of a preview of the Philadelphia Union. They're going to start off their MLS run. They had a really nice run to the championship game a year ago. Give us your take on not the one seed this year, the four seed, but you know what you kind of see from the Union. How far can they take it?
Yeah, look, they're still one of the best teams in MLS. They've played a lot of games this year between the CONCACAF Champions League and the League's Cup, in addition to the regular season. So I think that, you know, down the stretch, they were certainly tired. I think they tied 6 of the last 9 games or so. So they're certainly still a hard team to beat, but they haven't been putting teams away like they have the previous couple seasons. But on any given day, they're still a quality team that can win and beat anybody in the league. I think that, you know, their health will matter quite a bit. And I think Coach Curtin has got a real decision in terms of which formation they're going to play this year. They've gone back and forth between a 3-5-2 and a 4-4-2 diamond. And so they just finished the regular season with New England last week and played out of a 3-5-2, but we're missing some guys. And so I think that it'll be interesting to see which route he goes. And the other aspect is it's a best of three series. And so that's
no longer like total goals.
So there's got to be a winner in every game. The first round is best of three series. The Union will get to host 2 of those games as the higher seed. So that always adds a different dynamic. The first result will make such a difference. And the other weird part about the way the schedule works is they have like a 10-day break between game 1 and game 2, which may play into the Union's favor, particularly the amount of games they played this year. They'll get a little more rest. But I'm also a big believer in momentum. And so to have, if you win that first game, you want to try to play that second one as quickly as you can.
So how much of a factor is it that if the game is tied after 90, they don't play in overtime, they just go right to PKs?
It's a big thing. Because, look, I think New England, which has certainly faced some adversity this year, they'd be more than happy, I think, on opening day to keep it tight and try to maybe get to penalty kicks and have a chance that way. Union has had some mixed results with penalty kicks in their history. Certainly, you know, Andre Blake is capable, but no coach wants it to go to penalties. So I think that it'll be interesting to see how both groups play it heading into the game.
So now I think any coach would say to make a playoff run, you got to have your best players play their best.
Yes.
Blake being one of them, Gazdag another.
Yes.
Are those the two big keys for the Union?
I think if you, like any sport, if you have a hot goalkeeper, it really makes a difference. And Andre Blake is certainly one of the best in MLS. So if he's playing at his best, the Union will be very difficult to beat. And then I think it's that front group of Julian Carranza, Daniel Gajdag, and Michael Uwa, that if they can really click, they can really put teams under pressure. And so I think that, you know, if they're all playing together well and have a good chemistry, again, the Union will be a really tough out.
So the second round, they play Cincinnati. If they can get by New England, and if Cincinnati can get by, I think Atlanta.
It's Red Bull.
Yeah. So that would be an interesting rematch with Cincinnati, who Philadelphia got by last year, though Philadelphia, again, was the number one seed a year ago. They would be the underdog this time. It's almost like the roles would be flipped.
Yeah, look, Cincinnati's had a great year, number one seed in the East, and they have a lot of ties to the Union. Pat Noonan, their coach, used to be on Jim Curtin's staff. Chris Albright, who's their general manager, used to be in the front office of the Union. A couple of former players from the Union are out there now. So those two groups know each other very, very well. And, you know, after you get through this first round, that'd be a one-off game. So Cincinnati's a tough place to play if it would be in Cincinnati. And so it would certainly be a great challenge.
So now turning the tide a little bit from the Union, we certainly hope that they get back to that championship game that they lost to the Galaxy. And that went penalty kicks. Right?
Yeah, in my opinion, it was the best MLS Cup final ever with such drama. But Gareth Bale had a late goal in that one to really forced the hand to penalty kicks, and but that was a great game.
I remember I watched that game as well. That was a very good game. But now talk about your team, Westchester, right now, second place, trying to fight for that a favorable playoff spot. Coming off a tough loss to Millersville. Yeah. One, how do you regroup from that knowing you've got some big games coming up, one on Sunday at Lock Haven and then against East Strasburg to end the regular season?
Yeah, still two very important games for us as we're trying to be playing at our best come playoff time. I think we had a rough result on Wednesday where it just was not our day, and credit to Millersville. But we started that recovery process yesterday, and I think that, you know, we're back in a good spot. We'll hopefully have a good day of training today and tomorrow to prepare for Lock Haven, which is a really quality side with some players that are playing extremely well, and Coach Long will have them very organized. Right now it's about us and trying to make sure that we get to the level that we believe we're capable of, and get our key guys playing in a way that's going to make us a very difficult team to play in the postseason.
So what about, talk a little bit about the confidence of this team. Bloomsburg right now in first place, but we're 1-0-1 against them in our regular season meetings. You did beat Millersville 3-0 up there. Kind of talk a little bit about the confidence of this squad against some of the better teams in the league.
Yeah, I think we've proven to ourselves that we can play with any of the top teams in the conference. You know, I think that Westchester, Millersville, and Bloomsburg are all extremely tight and even teams. And so on any given day, any of those teams could prevail. But certainly the fact that we've, you know, gone to Bloomsburg and got a win, we've went to Millersville and got a win, will give us great confidence if we have to go on the road. And then certainly if we have the opportunity to play at home, we usually have a good performance on Rockwell. You know, as I told the guys after the game, I don't think we were 3 goals better than Millersville, and I don't think they're 3 goals better than us. Sometimes athletics can be a little bit weird. And so, you know, we're looking forward to getting into postseason again. You know, and certainly if we have to face one of those teams in a quarterfinal, then we'll be prepared and give it our best shot.
So from a coach's standpoint, Is it more confident? Are you more confident in going on the road and playing Millersville where you beat them 3-0, or are you saying, yeah, we lost 3-0 at home, but I'd rather be home?
Yeah, I think every coach will answer that differently based on the team they have. I think I feel confident either home or away in our guys. I really like our group, and so, you know, at the end of the day, we're thrilled to be in. To get in the playoffs in men's soccer is very, very challenging, particularly in the East, where there's so many good programs. And so we're thrilled we met that first goal. But certainly the ultimate goal is to win a PSAC championship. And you're going to have to beat good teams on the way to doing that, whether you're at home or on the road. So we don't care where they put us and where we play. We're just going to show up ready to go.
So this past weekend, I'm not trying to put the horse before the cart or the cart before the horse,
sure,
but so to speak. But we were one of the teams mentioned in the Atlantic Region rankings. You know, what's your take on that? And do you feel like a good run in the tournament, in the PSAC tournament, could catapult you into the NCAAs?
Yeah, certainly. I think it will take a good run in the PSAC tournament to get us in the NCAAs, because I think there were 5 or 6 PSAC teams in those 11 schools that were ranked. And so we're not all going to make it into the NCAA tournament. And so I think that there's still some work to be done there. But our focus right now is strictly on the conference tournament. And if that's the number one goal, is to win the conference championship. And if we could take care of that, then the NCAAs take care of themselves. And so our focus is completely on that. And if we do enough leading in to the tournament and in the tournament, but fall a little bit short of that championship, hopefully we still put ourselves in position for an at-large bid.
So in the tournament, is it a crossover if you get by first round?
The 2 and 3 in the East play each other in the quarterfinal, and the winner of that will play the 1 in the West.
So out West, Gannon doing very well. Mercyhurst, who you did see, went out to Erie and played them. Give us a little bit of a preview of what you saw from those teams this year, if there was a possible semifinal matchup in a crossover.
Yeah, look, Gannon's having a tremendous season. Very difficult to break down, scoring lots of goals. They're really, really arguably the top team in the conference right now, nationally ranked, I believe, in the top 10. Mercyhurst is a very good team coming off a great run last year. I think that, you know, it was great for us to go out and play them in preseason. One of the reasons why we wanted to schedule that is because with the change to divisions, most of my guys have never made that bus trip to Erie. And I didn't want the first time they made that trip to potentially be for the semifinals of the conference tournament. So it was good to go out and play Mercyhurst. Most of our guys had never done that. And so it's not going to be quite as much as a shock if we're lucky enough to, you know, advance to Erie.
Might be the middle of winter, though. I know how Erie weather gets even in November. So we'll be
ready for anything. Absolutely.
Now, finally, just give us some keys to what your team has to do to be successful these last two regular season games going in and then going into the playoffs if you want to make that run.
Sure. I think the first thing is how we defend. And prior to Wednesday, we've done really so well in the month of October and only given two goals up to Bloomsburg. And so we have to make sure that we're very difficult to play against, that we're putting teams under as much pressure as possible, making them uncomfortable. If we can be successful there first, I believe our attacking opportunities will come out of that. And then, look, like any team in any postseason, you have to be timely in your execution. And so when we get our opportunities in front of goal, we have to be able to capitalize on that. They get fewer and fewer chances as you get against better and better teams in postseason play. So when those opportunities present themselves, we have to be clinical enough to take those. But number one is trying to really limit what the opponent can get.
All right. Michael Benn, head men's soccer coach here at Westchester. Thanks for stopping by. We certainly wish you the best in your season, and we will certainly keep an eye on the Philadelphia Union to see how they do in the MLS Audi Cup this fall.
Thank you very much.